Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales. I'm your host, Sarah Utoff, the creator and force behind Trundlebed Tales, where we bring Laura Ingalls Wilder, children's history, foodways, and social history to life. The Trundlebed Tales podcast has been going since 2011, and be sure to find out about us all around the web. And as first off, just a little bit of housekeeping. You can listen to the show on the go or call in and ask questions at 714-242-5253. 714-242-5253, or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. You can also chat while you live stream episodes. You can find that on the podcast homepage, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/trundlebedtales. You can log in and chat as a guest with your Facebook login, or you can create a login for Blog Talk Radio, which I would suggest if you're going to be doing much chatting. And I think that is it for today for housekeeping. And today we are going to be talking about what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom during September 2016. Now, I'm really late in the month doing this, but September is such a big month that I wanted to go ahead and do it anyway rather than skip it. And first off, I want to just kind of run through what's going on for big events, because September is a very busy month with events all over the place for Laura. And the first one is usually, and it was this year, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Remembered event, which is every Memorial Day at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library in West Branch, Iowa. The Hoover Library is, of course, the repository for the Laura Ingalls Wilder Rose Wilder Lane papers, which you can come and visit and study if you want to. They do not have, currently at least, a display on Laura Ingalls Wilder, although they do have Laura stuff you can get in the gift shop. They normally have a speaker, and I have done it quite a few years. Last year, they had Pamela Smith Hill, and this year they had William Anderson, and they do two shows at 11 and 2, and I haven't seen it up there yet, but I would imagine that his speech, the first showing, is probably going to end up on their YouTube channel, and I'm going to be watching for that. So you'll get a chance to see it yourself. Now, the other couple of big events are in Pepin, Wisconsin. It was this last weekend. It was the Laura Days are September 10th and 11th. It's normally about that second weekend in September. The Laura event in Pepin is unique in a couple ways. They have a really big fiddle contest. They have a traditional crafts area where they demonstrate things on how to do things, that are mostly connected with Laura, things she would have used. So they had, for instance, they had a display on growing flax and how to process it into linen. They had a thing on how to make pottery on a wheel. They had a couple of carpentry things, a couple of blacksmiths, a tinsmith. It's just a lot of really interesting things. They also have lots of different activities going on all over kind of a wide area. There's plenty to see and do. And I always tell people one of the neat things about Pepin, for some reason, and I don't know why this is true, there's a lot more people who dress up at in Laura clothes than any of the other events. More girls in Laura dresses, so you see those every place, but you see boys in outfits, you see grown people wearing outfits, and it's just, I think, a really nice thing. So go, and if you have a Laura outfit, wear it. Coming up this weekend is going to be the Wilder Days at Mansfield, Missouri, and they have, this will be the last weekend for this performance. They're going to have an evening, this year's run of the pageant. They're going to have a regular evening performance on the 16th, and on the 17th, they'll have a morning performance as part of the Wilder Festival. Now, one of the great things about Wilder Days is that is one of the, well, it's basically the time of year where you can be guaranteed to hear Pa's fiddle be played, and that really is worth it to me to just go and sit and listen to the fiddle. Sometimes they know the songs you request in a Laura book, sometimes not, because really they're more of a fiddle person than a Laura person. At least that was true the last time I was there, which is getting to be way too long ago. I always think I'm going to get there some of these years. In fact, I've kind of given up on getting there Wilder Days, and I'm hoping to be able to get there sometime because actually they give you a lot of chances with the Mansfield pageant, Laura's Memories. They have some dates in the beginning of the summer. They have some dates at the end here in the fall. It's a lot more choice than just the 3 weekends the other pageants, the other Walnut Grove and DeSmet pageants give you. So really, you should make time to get there. The seating area has great back support. The musical, I think, personally, are better than the ones in the Little House on the Prairie musical that toured. It's just a great thing. Also, an event weekend after this in Malone or Burke, as you like to call it, New York, where the Almanzo Wilder homestead is. And the difference, the reason why I say Malone / Burke is because the local people really like to think of it as being in Burke, and that it was in Malone mostly because that was where the post office box was. I think we kind of call it in Malone because that was sort of the county seat, and that was the town they talked about mostly in Farmer Boy. But it's kind of right on the borderline between the two. So I always like to throw the Burke in there just because if that's what they want to call their town, if they want to say they're in that town more in Malone, that's up to them. So anyway, their event is going to be called the Annual Harvest Festival and Civil War Living History Encampment. All the Wilder buildings will be open for self-guided tours. They're going to have Civil War encampment and skirmishes, pumpkin painting, 19th century children's games, the children's corn pit, which is where they hide stuff in a big old, well, like a sandbox, but full of corn. They're going to have an art show on display, and there's always food and beverages available, including freshly made donuts when they have this event. So I haven't ever been to this one, but it sounds like a lot of fun. And if anybody does go to it, please report back because we always like to know. Also then, for September, I was at the Pepin Laura Days, and I'm going to have an event this Sunday at Usher's Ferry Historic Village. Now, that's the historic village where I used to work and worked there for, a long time. But I haven't for quite a few years, and I was back at an event earlier this summer because, basically because I needed to take some pictures for some blog posts I was working on. And they asked me to come back and do a Laura activity. And as they're trying to kind of get events started back there again, I said I would. So there'll be all sorts of different stuff going on this Sunday at Usher's Ferry here in Cedar Rapids. It's a really nice historic village, and they have been really working on recovery after the flood and a few other things that have happened. So come out, support them, and have some fun with Living History. I think it is worth a bit of a drive to come. All right, and how much time do we have left? Not a whole heck of a lot, but I did want to make sure that I also suggested that you stop by my blog, because I am trying a new theme. Now, a theme on the blog tends to be the design of it. That's what I'm talking about. And I had had the same design for a long time. When I suggested changing it the last time, I got kind of mixed feedback. Not a lot of it was particularly good. And I just kind of basically got to the point myself where I thought, you know, I really need to make this a little different, kind of spruce it up a little bit. And so I've been trying a series of themes. So far, although it's got issues, I'm kind of liking the theme I'm trying right now. It's one of the WordPress things they have available. It's got all of the column of things that you link on in the left-hand side, which I really like. And then you put a picture behind it, and I like the picture I have, but I'm not sure that it's as visible as if I just had a sort of single picture there. I don't know. I'm still wanting feedback on it. I like how it displays on the phone better than the one I was trying before. I like how a lot of the other things display better. I like how you can get clearly, you have to scroll a long ways, but it's really clear how to get to the previous post and the next post, which is great. So there's just a lot of good things about this one. I'm not sure that it's the one I'm going to stick with, but I think I'm going to live with it a month or two and see what I think. And I sure would appreciate some comments to take a look at that. And I have taken screenshots of previous ones, and you can search back and look at those, see if there's one you like better. Or if you've checked my blog in the last year, you've probably seen a couple of the other ones that I was experimenting with. So please go ahead, take a look, and let me know what you think. And how you would do that is mostly through social media. So you can find me mostly all over the web at Trundle Bed Tales. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook. Those are the ones I'm most active on. I have a Vimeo account. I have a YouTube account that I was just getting ready to. Actually upload some stuff on my YouTube account, and the computer that I had the stuff I was going to upload on it died, so that kind of put me off on a little bit. But I'm really all over the place, and I'm always glad to hear from Laura fans, and it kind of makes all the stuff I do seem a little less one-sided, because a lot of times they're putting stuff out and I don't hear a lot back. So I hope you have enjoyed this little roundup today, and we'll be sure to see if we can get this done a little earlier tomorrow. When we get into winter, things kind of calm down, and I'm a little easier to get these out at a normal time. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for visiting today, and catch me next time on Trundle Bed Tales, and be sure to brighten the corner where you are.